Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Now Ron Paul decided on the weekend, or a couple days after the tragic loss of Chris Kyle, who was killed with one of his friends at a gun range by a fellow veteran who was suffering from post-traumatic stress, to make a tweet. And the tweet says this: Chris Kyle's death seems to confirm that he who lives by the sword dies by the sword. Treating PTSD at a firing range doesn't make sense. Okay, the fact of the matter is this: you didn't do a thing in your congressional career. You didn't help anybody in your congressional career. How many bills did you pass? How many times did you step on the foot of veterans? The post 9/11 GI Bill, didn't you vote against that? How about NDAA? Didn't you vote against that as well? You're a hypocritical old piece of who didn't get anything done in your 1,000 years in the Congress, and now you come out and say that he who lives by the sword dies by the sword? So in essence, what you're saying is that anyone who served honorably in the military deserves a violent and senseless death?
There's one of the many people responding on YouTube, and there are also Twitter and Facebook responses to Ron Paul, who tweeted yesterday about Chris Kyle. The quote was, "He who lives by the sword dies by the sword." Something that you've probably heard. The shooting of Chris Kyle is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Has become the number one discussion topic as we get into it this week. And so we're here to review that and other things that are on the minds of people listening to News Talk radio shows. I'm Doug Steffen with this daily review of the hot hits in talk radio. We have, well, let's see where we go time-wise in terms of your calls, 888-302-3684. What do you make of the death of Chris Kyle and the circumstances surrounding it? Here's Joe Johns reporting on the killing of Chris Kyle.
Former Navy SEAL Chris Kyle, who claimed a record 150 kills in Iraq, died at the hands of another vet, authorities say, allegedly using a semi-automatic handgun. What police don't know yet is why.
I don't know that we'll ever know. I mean, he's the only one that knows that. But at this point, he hasn't made any comments to law enforcement as to why he did it.
Kyle's friend Chad Littlefield and the suspect, Eddie Ray Routh, all drove to the gun range together in a pickup truck, authorities say. Less than 2 hours later, police say Kyle and Littlefield were dead. Routh had fled to his sister's house. He told her what happened. She called police, and Routh was eventually caught. Routh is an Iraq War veteran. He left the Marines in 2010. Kyle, who wrote the best-selling autobiography American Sniper, talked about his duty to those he served with in an interview with KTVT last year.
My only regrets are the guys I couldn't save. That's what keeps me up at night. But every shot I took, I felt extremely justified.
When he left the military, Kyle became a fierce advocate for vets, starting a foundation to help those suffering from PTSD. Authorities say that may be why Kyle and Littlefield went to the gun range with Routh.
Mr. Kyle works with people that are suffering from some issues that have been in the military. And this shooter is possibly one of those people that he had taken out to the range to mentor, to visit with, to help him.
Kyle's friend, Travis Cox, says that's just the kind of man he was.
The man he was when he came home, if I could describe it anyway, is a servant leader. He served others. He was a humble, humble man. He had a vision to support veterans and their needs, and he was fearless in that, and he gave his life doing so.
888-302-3684, email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. We're discussing Chris Kyle's death, the fellow who took care of him. I guess that isn't the right terminology, but he was dispatched, shall we say, Eddie Ray Routh, a fellow who apparently had post-traumatic stress disorder. And the psychological toll that it took on him, the war and its psychological toll, or fighting in these theaters of war and the psychological toll that it takes, are subject of a lot of the discussions. Something like this sort of spreads off into a number of different directions. I said when we first started talking about this yesterday, it took place at the Rough Creek Ranch gun range. I had stayed at the Rough Creek Ranch a couple of weeks ago. I remember waking up in the morning. It's a beautiful place on 11,000 acres near Stevensville, Texas, where I had done this radio program. Actually, Jewel, who is the lady that one of the reasons that I went there is because she co-hosted the program, lives there. It's about 30 miles from Stevenville, maybe not quite that, and very remote area off the road. The gun range was active early in the morning. I remember that. So they go down there and they do what lots of people do at the range. They target practice, that sort of thing. It's a very complicated, but maybe not. This is a murder that it seems to me what I was sort of nosing around looking at yesterday, this guy was going to commit suicide. At least it looks that way, or you could have found reason to believe that because he was taken to a mental hospital, he'd been acting erratically this last couple of months. Another one of those circumstances where mental disorders plays into something like this. 888-302-3684. We'll take some of your calls as we have time to do that. A lot of discussion of gun control, because that leads right into this. So as we continue on the countdown, is this another example of a senseless death at the hands of somebody who ought not to have been around guns? How do we control that if we do in this society or any society? Questions being asked by people on the News Talk Radio circuit, so we continue to deal with that here on the countdown.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Have you been thinking of a way to make this Valentine's Day extra special? Well, here's an idea for the perfect finishing touch to any Valentine's Day plans. Gourmet, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. No matter what else you have planned, these gourmet dipped strawberries will make it the perfect Valentine's Day. Imagine the smile on her face when, just when she thinks you're out of surprises, you top off her amazing day with a box of juicy, delicious gourmet strawberries. They're freshly dipped in white and milk chocolatey goodness and then covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and nuts. And because we want this day to be unforgettable for both of you, we're offering our decadent gourmet berries starting at $19.99. That's right, $19.99. But don't wait, because Valentine's Day is next week and this offer expires this Friday. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and enter secret code 800. That's berries.com, secret code 800.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off banners and posters. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy and print. Staples. That was easy.
888-302-3684. The discussion of Chris Kyle's death and the story of this gentleman who suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder. The police report suggests that Mr. Routh's mother called police in September because he'd been drinking, became upset and threatening when his father told him he was going to sell his gun because he wasn't fit to own a gun. There's another interesting piece of the pie. Here's radio host Bud Hedinger talking about post-traumatic stress disorder, which seems to be the core or the focus of the situation now.
I don't know. All the details have not yet come to light. But we do know that the gunman who's been arrested here, and he hasn't denied doing it, he's admitted doing it to his family, it is reported, Eddie Ray Routh. Served in the Marines from 2006 to 2010, deployed to Iraq in 07, to Haiti in 2010. He's now listed as a reserve. At any rate, he's in custody under a $3 million bond. But he killed Kyle and another man Kyle was with at the gun range. They'd all gone there, apparently, together. And the one thing that you keep seeing in the reporting is that this fellow who killed Kyle and the other fellow, Chad Littlefield, Eddie Ray Routh, was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. I don't know whether you've had any experience with that personally or with other contacts of yours, associates in the military, or within your family. I have more to say its existence, and many would not admit to suffering from this disorder because it would be considered a sign of weakness. But now it's coming to light how just how real and how disabling in a multitude of ways this can be and how prevalent it is. Post-traumatic stress syndrome, multiple lines of research show, impacts the lives of about 1 in 5 Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. Let's do the math. More than 2 million American service members have been deployed at least once since 2001 in Iraq and or Afghanistan. 20%, 400,000 U.S. combat veterans suffering from this stress disorder. It's not the same for everybody. Some don't get it, some get it, manage it, get over it on their own. But then there are those who come home struggling to make even the tiniest decisions, withdrawing from friends and family. Those who can barely get an hour's sleep a night because of the nightmares. Who get up and drink in the morning just to get through another day. There are those who come back, take out life insurance policies, so their wife will have something to live on after they kill themselves. In the worst case, it leads to suicide, post-traumatic stress disorder. Believe it or not, there were 390 suicides in the U.S. military last year. Far more than we lost at the hands of the enemy in Afghanistan. And an all-time record.
See, I think that's one of the things that's most important here and hasn't been discussed, even though it comes up all the time. 888-302-3684. The number of people dying at their own hands exceeds those dying at the hands of anybody who would be considered our enemy. The number of people and the kind of situation we find ourselves in. What are we doing in Afghanistan? Why in the world are we still there? Why did we go to Iraq in the first place? Look at what we're doing to this whole generation of men and women who put on the uniform. Why in the world? That's another part of this discussion that needs to take place. Has to take place. 21 past the hour on the countdown.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So the death of Chris Kyle, one item that leads us into another discussion that has been ongoing ad nauseum, and that's the discussion of gun control. And this goes around and around. It's like immigration reform. Where it goes is no place. We just have lots of conversation about it, and nothing happens. Do you think there's a need for something to happen? What, if that's the case? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Here is Alex Wagner talking to political analyst Ryan Grimm and Benjamin Wallace Wells about how it seems everybody from the New York Times to Fox is on the other side of the gun control issue from the NRA.
Criticism of the NRA is no longer the purview of just the New York Times, proving just exactly how irrational LaPierre and company have gotten. The NRA executive vice president was called out on Fox News Sunday, for his baseless fear of a government gun grab.
I think what they'll do is they'll turn this universal check on the law-abiding into a universal registry of law-abiding people, and law-abiding people don't want that. I mean, my God, that's the last thing they want.
They absolutely do not. I mean, forgive me, sir, but you take something that is here, and you say it's going to go all the way over there. There's nothing that anyone in the administration has said that indicates they're going to have a universal registry.
And Obamacare wasn't a tax until they needed it to be a tax.
Well, it was the Supreme Court that
I mean,
said that.
I don't think you can trust these.
And while LaPierre says he can't trust the president, he also apparently can't trust his own members. 9 in 10 Americans support universal background checks, including 74% of NRA members. Given the fact that more than 1,200 people have been killed by guns since the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary, it would seem that the call for reform remains urgent and the desire for change no less so. Ryan, do you agree with Paul Krugman that the NRA has revealed itself to be an insane organization, and that actually has changed things somewhat in terms of the debate over gun safety laws?
Yes. It's run by lunatics. that's clear. But people that were not always lunatics, you know, he was among those 70 to 90% that backed background checks back in the 90s. But, you know, they're not alone, unfortunately. Orrin Hatch this week in the Senate said, listen, if you start doing background checks, then you have to refer to a list, and if you're building a list, that's where freedom goes to die, something along those lines. So it's not that it's just the NRA. There are other, you know, serious elements of the Republican Party that believe this, that if you put this list together of law-abiding people, that the next thing you're going to you know, the first they came for the NRA and, you know.
Right. Well, and Ben, you have a great piece in New York Magazine talking about the gun. Well, you use the breakdown of the guns that Adam Lanza used at Newtown to sort of tell the story about America and American gun culture. And I thought this was a really interesting sort of insight from the piece. You write, the Harvard Law professor Edward Glaser once wrote a paper explaining that people tended to buy the most guns in places where the power of the state and its ability to protect its citizens seemed most distant, rural America and the poorest sections of the inner city. One way of viewing the vogue for assault weapons is that those geographic distinctions have now become states of mind.
You know, if we're talking about the shift in the NRA's politics from a decade ago till now, there's also this really interesting shift in the kinds of guns people own and therefore what people expect the politics of gun ownership to look like. A decade ago, we were still talking about an America where, you know, most of the guns sold were rifles, and you could still plausibly say gun ownership is a hunting culture. In 2010, rifles were twice pistol sales, basically. 2010, pistols passed rifles. We're now talking about a gun ownership culture broadly that's primarily focused on self-defense. And what's weird about that is that's a period of time when crime is declining pretty radically.
Well, this is something that goes on and on and on. Meanwhile, the same people that are protecting or sort of looking after Mr. LaPierre are calling the president's picture that was produced over the weekend with him shooting the skeet rifle, Skeet Gate. Whether the the president was smart or somebody who was very smart to release that remains to be seen. I heard somebody refer to him as Elmer Fudd, the way he was holding that gun. At any rate, all part of the discussion, and that continues in a few moments here on the Countdown.
All righty. Emergency Vitamin Drink Mix Radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
It doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay,
is it taking another one?
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Granger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgranger.com or stop by a branch today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
TaxAct is the most complete, free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug, Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or cake, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Talking gun control, and this is like going around in a barrel here. The president delivered a speech on gun violence in Minneapolis, appealing to the public to pressure lawmakers in Congress to move forward with new gun control legislation, which includes a ban on assault weapons and highly used magazines have a high capacity. Universal background checks for gun buyers. He said we don't have to agree on everything to agree it's time to do something, declaring we're not going to wait until the next Newtown, choosing to speak in Minneapolis because it was once called Murderapolis. He says the city has taken great strides at curbing gun violence and ought to be an example for the national the national focus on this and how to fix it. He's seeking to maintain a sense of urgency for gun control measures. Do you buy into the urgency? And does the situation in Stephensville, Texas, outside of Stephensville at that gun range, change any of your feelings about this? 888-302-3684. Here's Talk Host Dr. Anthony Mazzarelli talking to a caller about the photo released of the president firing the gun that I was referring to a few minutes ago.
Have you seen the photograph of the president firing his rifle, or some rifle, a rifle? It is clearly put out there by the White House with the intent to show, see, even the president, the gun-shooting, gun-toting president, is for gun control. And I have to tell you, I find it at best a superficial effort on the part of the White House. It really is. It's really nonsensical. And I think it's insulting to the intelligence of most of the population. But there, and I'm going to tell you, it's a fraud. Hello, John.
Great. Hey, that picture that you're referring to, first of all, it's not a rifle, it's a shotgun, which is
what you used. No, that's what I did say, it was a shotgun.
I'm sorry, I missed that then. the picture, it's from a technical perspective, it's a frame. It's a posed shot, without a doubt.
Well, it is posed, but there's something. The president is portraying himself, or is being portrayed by his people, as someone who is comfortable, it would appear, you know, shooting. He makes it sound as if he goes up to Camp David on the weekends, and they every weekend they're firing weapons, and he does it on a fairly regular basis, right?
Now, well, that's what they say. But if you look at it from a technical perspective, he's holding it all wrong. He's not tracked all the things that someone who was actually
Something very obvious, actually, John, that he's doing. It's something really, really obvious that he's doing that shows that, in fact, he is not somebody who is comfortable and who uses a weapon, particularly a shotgun, the way he is described that he has.
I'm not sure what you're referring to, but the way he has it mounted, the way he's firing it.
Well, you're there generically. There's something very specific. And we may as well talk about it. The fact is, he's holding it flush to his cheek.
Well, right, and he doesn't.
And you cannot, if you fire that weapon, it's going to bruise the hell out of your face. No one that shoots a shotgun holds a shotgun against their face. No one.
No, that was a one-off shot. I have no doubt about it.
Yep, and I have to tell you, I'm insulted by it. I really am. It's gotten to the point where it's absurd. It's become so obvious. I don't disagree with the concept of looking at something to deal with the epidemic of violence, but don't insult our intelligence, please.
I think you guys need to get a life. At any rate, 888, I mean, it does look foolish, 888, but they have all the controversy about it. Whoo! 888-302-3684. This is something that's more controversial, and perhaps you're interested in talking about that before we move on to something else. The fact that the NRA, apparently, in Wayne LaPierre, under the circumstances, a lot of people that don't like him think he's pretty scary. But this apparently is scarier, according to some. I've watched this thread on a couple of Twitter posts. The organization has created an enemies list. The NRA has created a Nixonian enemies list, so one says, comprised of individuals, organizations that have lent money, grassroots, or other type of support to anti-gun organizations. Let's see here. The list includes medical organizations that have had to deal with gun violence firsthand in hospitals, the American Medical Association, American Nurses Association. So in other words, anybody who opposes the NRA is on the enemies list. Also includes, education groups like the American Federation of Teachers, the National Education Association, law enforcement groups that are putting up gun violence posts on their website, National Association of Police Organizations, religious organizations, Art Garfunkel, Frank Zappa, Boys to Men. And apparently MacGyver even made the list. Anyway, what kind of madness is this? Is a question being asked by some who are posting. What say you, if you care? If you're an NRA member, what do you think about all of this? 888-302-3684. Here's Taco's Mitch Henk talking to one of his callers about what the safest guns are in terms of protection.
The gun thing that always bothers me, and this whole debate about, and I've come on in favor of background checks, and the mental health screenings, when there's a school or an institution that has a history there, we have to rethink our privacy laws and make sure that licensed gun dealers know this person's background before they can sell them a gun. I'm all for that. But now when it comes to the magazines, I'm a little bit uneasy. In New York State, they limit the rounds to 7. If you've got a gun with 7 rounds in a magazine, and you're being attacked, let's say 2 or 3 guys coming at you, you are going to hit them all with seven shots. You might miss four times and maybe get one of them with one bullet. You got two more bullets. I'm uneasy telling law-abiding citizens what kind of gun they can have. Now, we banned machine guns in 1934. I'm told you can get one if you're on the CIA list and the FBI list and all this kind of stuff. But we don't have machine guns anymore. I guess that went out with Machine Gun Kelly and Bonnie and Clyde. But when it comes to these other weapons, what's the safest weapon to use? People say, well, if you're under attack, you can use a .22 or use a revolver, get a .38. What? What is the safest gun? This woman last week in Washington said, well, the AR-15 is a great gun. It's light, it's easy to aim, and it's scary looking. So people said, well, she's crazy. We've got these crazy Neanderthals out there trying to play military style. Well, I don't know what's the safest gun to use. Do you? John, hi. What is the safest gun for, say, a woman with kids at home living in Detroit? What should she have?
Well, that depends upon her and her ability. There's so many different types of pistols, different calibers, different types. It just depends on what you're good
well,
at.
Well, a light one that can aim okay and all that kind of stuff.
Well, none of the pistols are really that heavy.
Yeah.
Depends on her, depends on her size, depends on her familiarity.
Well, what should Chandra have?
I don't know, Chandra.
Well, she can handle a weapon, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure she could probably handle a 9mm or a 40 caliber or a 45 ACP.
Oh, yeah? Would those be the best? Because I don't think those are being threatened here with any kind of congressional action.
No.
So it's the military style. We keep hearing this phrase.
Well, actually, we've been able to buy military-style weapons. I'm 66 years old. You've been able to buy military weapons, actually, surplus, since I was a kid.
Well, when you're asked the question by Chuck Schumer or Dianne Feinstein, why do you need that kind of weapon, you say what?
Well, I'd say to Chuck U. Schumer, first of all, need isn't the part. I mean, I have a right to buy a gun. As long as I'm not going to misuse it, it doesn't matter
so
what it is.
So you want one. You don't need one. You want one.
Well, I have one for need. Actually, I have nine different firearms.
Yeah.
I don't need them, but I like them. They're fun to shoot.
Okay.
And that's what most people use them for, is target practice and just plinking around.
888-302-3684. Mayors Against Illegal Guns, a group founded by Mayor Michael Bloomberg of New York, airing 30-second spot, which started on the Super Bowl, showing video footage of Wayne LaPierre supporting background checks in May of 1999. That was after the mass shooting at Columbine. We think it's reasonable to provide mandatory instant criminal background checks for every sale and every gun show. No loopholes anywhere for anyone, is what LaPierre said. So if you're a member, what'd you think then and what'd you think now? That's a rhetorical question, because in a few moments we're going to move on to the other major controversy of the week, the month, and so far this year, and that's the debate over immigration reform. It's up next here on our countdown.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life, because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast.
fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete, free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
OfficeMax is celebrating our brand new collaboration with GoDaddy. We've teamed up to bring the power of digital marketing to your small business with a one-year online package, including a domain name, website builder with five pages, and a basic email account. Just $49.99 for a limited time. That's up to 76% below online prices and only at OfficeMax stores. Go digital. Go daddy. Go to OfficeMax now. Offer ends February 23rd. Valid in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavored 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
OfficeMax is celebrating our brand new collaboration with GoDaddy. We've teamed up to bring the power of digital marketing to your small business with a one-year online package, including a domain name, website builder with five pages, and a basic email account. Just $49.99 for a limited time. That's up to 76% below online prices and only at OfficeMax stores. Go digital. Go daddy. Go to OfficeMax now. Offer ends February 23rd. Valid in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
888-302-3684 is our call-in line on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Moving now from gun control to the discussion of immigration reform, as this takes on sort of an interesting and important, I think, focus for lots of different reasons. This affects, I think, the future of our country a lot more than the gun control debate. Let's listen now to radio host Keith Larson talking to an immigration attorney named Victor Gonzalez. I'm sorry, Victoria Gonzalez, Victor's daughter, about whether the coming immigration reform is really just amnesty.
Amnesty is all over. It's going to happen. The whole path to citizenship, comprehensive immigration reform, not amnesty, but of course it's amnesty. It's a done deal, right?
Well, I mean, it's just beginning, and they are going to pass legislation, but it's not exactly the best legislation. It's going to take years for people under this program to become citizens. I'm talking about years, not, you know, 5 years, maybe even 10 years.
Well, that's the slow-moving nature of government, but nobody's going to get rounded up. Nobody has to go home. Nobody has to...
Actually, that's so far from the
all
truth.
This kind of, everybody's going to have a chance. You're going to have to admit. You're going to have to pay a fine. You're going to have to supposedly, like, so-called get in the back of a line, which is goofy. That's never going to happen. Nobody's going to have to leave. Deportations have already stopped.
Well,
right? I mean, they're not deporting anybody right now. I mean, if you're a murderer or something, they, you know, but they're not just deporting people anymore.
Oh, they are still deporting
people. No, they're
people.
Not deporting yes, anybody. They're. Obama said unless you have other kinds of trouble in a record, they're not even deporting people.
They're not deporting people who have strong ties to the community, who are married to U.S. citizens, who have children who are U.S. citizens, that have actual reasons to stay. They're not deporting them. But if you don't have any type of ties or you also have a criminal record, then you are there's still deportation. And the borders are secured and have been secured.
What?
The borders, our borders.
The borders
are
secure?
Yes. In fact, I was reading that.
Stories all over the place last week. People are spewing over the border once again just because of all the amnesty talk, which that's what happened under Bush. I mean, people want to know, how do we get to 11 or 12 million illegals? Well, it's because every time George Bush would open up his mouth and talk about path to citizenship, people would come storming over because they'd know, oh, we're going to be taken care of.
Actually, the way the reason we have so much problems with immigration is because our borders have been tight and we haven't had any kind of legislation that allows workers to come in, work, and leave. If we had that, they wouldn't be bringing in their families, they wouldn't be establishing their homes here, they would be working 6 months and leaving, or working 3 months and leaving. And unfortunately, because our immigration immigration system is so broken, they have not allowed that type of worker here. And that's part of the reform. Because if a worker can come and work a couple of months and go back to their family, they would have no reason to stay here. The reason they...
Sure they would. Health care, more work, other jobs.
They can live a better life with a couple of months working here and going back to their countries.
All right, so you've heard that justification. Well, it's a good conversation on both sides, I guess. There are more items of interest in this discussion so far this week, and we'll get to them in a few moments as the countdown continues. I'm Doug Steffen.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The ups and downs of immigration reform and discussions. That's where we are here as we continue the discussion of the Talk Radio Countdown Show with John Roberts here talking to Carl Rove and Joe Trippi about the proposals from both sides for immigration reform.
Immigration ended up on the scrap heap back in 2007. What makes this time around any different? Will it suffer the same fate, or could this actually get done, Joe?
Look, I think it could get done this time. There are a lot of pitfalls, but there are a bunch of differences, too. I mean, first of all, Democrats really believe that the nation's ready for this. I mean, polls are showing 77% of Americans want some kind of immigration reform, big immigration reform package out there. The other thing that's different is we have someone like Marco Rubio, who has the ability, hopefully, to pull both the traditional establishment Republicans as well as Tea Party Republicans together on this issue, I think.
Yeah, Carl, does Rubio have the power to unite the Republican Party? I mean, you've got a party that's pretty fractured at the moment, and you put an issue like immigration with all its potential pitfalls before the party, it may be tough to pull them together.
Yeah, it does. It will be. But look, if there's somebody who can do it, it's Marco Rubio. He's the best communicator since Ronald Reagan. He feels keenly about this issue. I've been surprised by the respectful hearing he's had among many voices who in 2007 were strongly opposed to comprehensive immigration reform. I think it's a sign of the persuasion that he brings to this cause. And also, I think there's a growing recognition by Republicans that want to get this issue behind them so they can begin to make inroads among Latinos on the issues of jobs, opportunity, values. This is, after all, a culturally conservative and entrepreneurially minded part of our election. electorate, and Republicans are beginning to think if we can solve this issue in a way that's in conformity with our principles, we can begin to make some gains with the Latino voter.
When we look at the proposal from the Gang of Eight, and we look at the president's proposal, on the surface they seem pretty similar, but there are some deep differences when you get into the details. And Carl, what do you think in those details could bog this process down?
Well, a lot could, because this is a very complex issue. Having been involved in the previous effort at comprehensive immigration reform, there's so many things that impact other things that it's very complicated. But if you look at it, there's sort of four big areas of potential disagreement here. The Gang of Eight said, we Democrats and Republicans believe there ought to be operational control of the border, border security first before these other provisions kick in, and there ought to be verifiable metrics about what constitutes operational control of the border. The president did not have a similar emphasis. The question is, are we going to have border security first?
888-302 Doug. I thought that Karl Rove was going the same direction as Sarah Palin in terms of influence or keeping his position at Fox. Only a rumor, apparently. 888-302-3684. All right. Let's see what we can do with Rob Schilling here in terms of time, talking to Congressman Peter Hurt of Virginia about the proposals from the President and the Senate Gang of Eight.
Obviously, we've seen a big spike in the last couple of weeks. Any idea why?
This is the time of year that we begin to see the seasonal price increases. The refineries start to reduce their production, in some cases even shut down for maintenance and for making the transition from a winter blend of gasoline to a summer blend of gasoline. You know, if we sort of compare average prices right now with prices about a year ago, they're almost exactly the same, maybe a little bit lower. What I think is a concern for most of your listeners is that we've seen a very dramatic change in prices. And whenever you see a very dramatic change in gasoline prices, it's almost always due to a refinery problem someplace. And in this case, I think there's sort of two notable incidents. One is that there was a fire at a refinery in Toledo, Ohio. The second is that there was a barge accident on the Mississippi River, and that closed down traffic on the Mississippi. And there's a fair bit of crude oil that's transported on barges. And you couple that with some of the low water problems that have already been experienced. So there's just oil and gasoline just not moving up and down the Mississippi River to the extent it normally has. And I think, you know, those three factors are contributing to the higher prices we're seeing right now.
So all of that is pinching the supply, and that's what's creating the price spike at this
point. Whenever there's a reduction in supply, prices go up. And they go up a lot because we just don't have as many options. The refining capacity
all
in
right,
the Midwest.
So apparently we didn't have the right audio there on the, that was a discussion of the price of gasoline. Not that that isn't a good discussion for us to get into, but I wanted to finish up the immigration reform. Wishing and hoping, at any rate. So food for thought all around, as is always the case with conversations on a lot of the great talk radio programs, which we monitor to put this daily program together here. It's called the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.